Nick looked good today. He missed yesterday's practice because of an illness, and he looked fine. Full participation. It's very important for Chad Clifton to be back, practicing, because it obviously leads to a better performance. And I think it goes for anybody. Just to have the ability to go down there in the padded practice, work the fundamentals, and so forth. It doesn't matter how much experience that you have, but you still need to stay after the fundamentals. So it's great to have Chad healthy, and it's great to have him back practicing. Corey's coming along. I think he'll be a stretch to play this week, but the elbow is definitely settling down some compared to Monday. Well, he's feeling better, and there's some things today that we wanted to look at with Charles in there. As opposed to the Friday schedule. Mm-hmm. Oh, I think there's a number of factors, and maybe I haven't made myself clear. I mean, going all the way back to the decision, there's a number of factors that I felt it was important for us to go to the 3-4. It's not like the old scheme couldn't stop the run, schematically. Number one, I've addressed the personnel changes. I think it benefits your whole football team. The body types on special teams and defense. The scheme going against it from an offensive standpoint, the challenges that it does have in run defense and how they go about it. I mean, it's night and day compared to the way we played in the past, in a four-man scheme, because our old scheme was a four-man line scheme, but it's a unique scheme. Those are all factors, and the pressure, the different types of defensive personnels that are used. There's more usage of defensive personnel groups in this system than the old system. So those are all factors that were part of the change. Mm-hmm. Well, I know why you're asking. I'm just reiterating. How much of it, obviously, the NSMS success stuff, is there a lot of emphasis about how important that is, what that's where it starts, or is it schematically the 3-4 is a
It's really a combination of everything. I think it's an excellent scheme versus the run, it's like anything else. When you're in your run calls, it's obviously very good. But to me, run defense is the best example of team defense, because when you play good run defense, there's no selfishness in defense. Everybody's doing exactly what they're supposed to do. Everybody's in their gap, and they're someone's taking two blockers, and that's what good run defense is. And whether it's 3-4 or 4-3, and starting with Dom and the defensive staff and the players totally buying into. That particular scheme is why we're number one in run defense. BJ's getting better. BJ's getting better with all his snaps. There are some things last week from a fundamental standpoint that he'll learn from. I go back to training camp. There's just, when you lose live reps, you lose padded practice reps in training camp, you never get them back. So there's some opportunities that he's had in games where he's gained experience that he'll definitely value from it here in the future. So I think he's getting better every time he gets a chance to play.